I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yumi,
yeah.
We have talked about barbecue chicken several times, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah, the ones you buy from the supermarket.
The ones you buy from the supermarket.
Did you know there's a nickname for them called Tradie's Handbag?
I did. I did, and I love it. It's great. I remember that next time I pick one up. We talked about boneless chicken, sort of spread out eagle on the barbecue, cooking quickly in 10 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
We talked about yogurty marinated chickens, haven't we?
We have.
Which we loved, obviously, because I said the word yogurt. And today, we're going to talk about chicken one more time on the barbecue.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
Spark up your barbie. This is your 5-minute food fix.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chicken.
Yep.
But done differently.
Mm.
Today we're going to give it an American twist. We're
going
to take it over there into the land of the deep south, and we're going to smoke our chicken a little bit on the barbecue.
This is very unusual for you because you love the French, you love the Italian, and you love the English, but rarely do you bring American-style cooking into the five-minute food fix.
It's only a matter of time, Yumi, really.
Does it involve marinating anything in Coca-Cola?
No, it doesn't.
Sure.
No, there's no ham in Coca-Cola here. No, we are going to the land of the barbecue, you know, and I feel like if anyone's going to be able to barbecue meat well, Americans are really good at it. I mean, they're particularly good at using smoke and the flavours of smoke on the barbecue to get into the meat and really penetrate it and get it tasting really delicious. And so we're going to do that a little bit today.
Mm.
So I'm going to suggest a really simple and easy recipe for barbecue chicken, kind of American style.
Yep.
And we're going to talk it through. The first thing you're going to need, though...
Is a barbecue.
I'll rephrase that. The second thing you're going to need here are some wood chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just pick them up from the park?
No, please don't do that. No, that's a recipe for disaster and insects crawling out of your barbecue.
Oh, great.
No, go to your barbecue shop, your specialist shop. Look online just for wood smoking chips.
Yep.
You'll find them within seconds.
Yeah.
They're really easy. They come in little bags. They're all dried.
They've got them at Bunnings.
They've got them everywhere. Mm. So off you go with those. You're going to need half a cup here. And maybe hickory wood chips would be really nice. But, you know, that might be a bit hard to find. Use apple, use whatever there is.
Wow.
As you get into using these on the barbecue, you're going to get a little bit more refined with the different flavours you get from different wood chips. But for your first time, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Half a cup of wood chips, just wrap them in foil. You might want to soak them in a little bit of water in a bowl first, just so that they stay a little bit dry and you don't kind of burn them on the barbecue. Pierce that foil all over.
Okay.
And then shove them into a low-lidded barbecue for 5 minutes.
Okay. So nothing else is in there?
Nothing else is in there.
Yeah.
So they're just going to get
going.
And
do they sit on the part where you'd put the meat?
Yeah, they will. They'll sit on the part where you put the meat.
Yep.
You've got your chicken pieces, eight chicken pieces. Could be a mix, whatever you want. A little bit of oil, a little bit of herbs, salt and pepper. It's not really about that. Then onto the barbecue, those go. Close your lid. Have the temperature around about medium. And leave those pieces there for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, it's really important you leave that lid down as much as possible. Mm. You can turn the pieces occasionally, but maybe once or twice during that time. But the whole point of this is that as those wood chips kind of heat up, they start smoking, all that smoke will roll around the barbecue underneath that lid and will be kind of percolating flavour into that chicken.
Mm. At which
really
point
lovely.
Do you call 000 because of the smoke and the fire?
Well, your barbecue will be outside in a highly ventilated area.
Okay.
The only reason you'll need to call 000 will be because there will be a queue of people outside your house desperate to eat this beautiful, smoky, delicious chicken.
So did you say 45 minutes or so for cooking?
About 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, right. You'll
be checking it as it goes. But this isn't one of those ones where you're so, so worried about the chicken and maybe the chicken drying out. Hopefully it will have its skin on it, so it'll still be good.
Mm.
But because you're going to slather it in a lovely sauce. So as that chicken is cooking,
yep,
you are going to be going in there and making the white sauce. So this is a recipe from Big Bob Gibson Barbecue in Alabama. And it's a lovely white sauce that involves 1 cup of mayonnaise, mm-hmm, used store-bought here, 1/2 cup of white vinegar, 1/4 cup of apple juice, tablespoon or so of creamed horseradish,
yep,
juice of 1/2 lemon, and 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And just mix all of that together and you've got this beautiful white, liquidy, creamy sauce, bit of black pepper, bit of salt. Delicious. Now, in Alabama, at Big Bob Gibson, they would take those pieces off the barbecue and they would throw them into that sauce.
Wow.
Like a bath of sauce.
And it would be delicious.
Yeah. And then you would eat it like that. Now, I think that's a little bit much for us here. So I would suggest serving that in a bowl alongside the chicken.
Nice,
you can dip it yourself or drizzle it. Yeah.
Quick question. A few of your recipes have used horseradish and I always nod and go along with it, but I cannot picture where you buy it from.
The supermarket.
Really?
Yeah. No, you can find it in the supermarket. Look, it's a little bit hard to find. You'll find it with all the other condiments. You'll find it in the jars section.
Not in the fridge?
No, it shouldn't be in the fridge. It will be there with the mustards.
Okay.
If you look around there, you'll see it. You'll see it there.
Okay, yum. Yep. All right, I've got my head
creamed
around
horseradish.
It. I just don't want to bath my chicken in that white sauce. That sounds really festy.
Well,
sounds like a spa at the Playboy Mansion.
I leave that entirely up to you. But what you will have is smoking hot chicken.
Yeah.
Literally, smoky hot chicken and beautiful, cooling, creamy sauce there. And you can do with the two what you want, Yumi.
Okay, I think I've got to get my barbecue fixed because it's been broken for a year.
Yeah, it's time to roll out
the barbecue. It's time, isn't it? For more on today's 5-Minute Food Fix, please check out our TikTok and our Instagram and please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.